This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin this afternoon with a crackdown on so-called deadbeat dads. That is, fathers who, according to court records, reneged on their child support payments, insurance, and other obligations to their children. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars in arrears. We know it's something that's very important to New Yorkers, as evidenced by the response to our recent stories, both on air and online. Well, now the other shoe. Suffolk County going after these alleged Father's Day scofflaws. At least 10 of them have active warrants out for their arrest. And now it's time to face the music. 1010 Winds reporter Sophia Hall leading our broadcast live on this Tuesday with Man Up. She's on a ride along with the cops trying to catch these guys. What are you seeing so far, Sophia?
And Larry, we really got an exclusive look on how the Suffolk County Sheriff's Department does track down the deadbeat dads. It was safety first. I met Sergeant Mike Davis, received a bulletproof vest, and then we drove to a few houses from tips the Sheriff's Department received. The homes are in Wyandanch and West Babylon. No one was home, but then all of a sudden his investigators said, we have a major tip. A 51-year-old dad who now lives in South Carolina was flying into MacArthur Airport, and there on the runway, they arrested Thomas Gibson. I asked him if he had anything to say. Gibson says no. Gibson allegedly owes $13,000 in child support payments. The sergeant says Gibson allegedly flew to town for a family function, and he looked like he saw a ghost when the sheriff's investigators were there as he got off the plane. Like you said, the sheriff recently announced the top 10 deadbeat dads in the county. Larry?
Boy, oh boy, I bet he did think he saw a ghost. Okay, we'll continue. We'll check back in with you. That roundup continues, folks. Authorities say some of these guys owe in the neighborhood of about $300,000. Suffolk County Sheriff Errol Tolan Jr. says that's a lot of food, clothing, doctor's appointments, or school supplies for the children. Their children. We'll have more later. Downtown at the Sean Diddy Combs trial, we're hearing that the mother of Diddy's ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, on the witness stand.
Regina Ventura told the jury that Sean Diddy Combs demanded $20,000 from her to pay him back for the money he says he spent on her daughter, Cassie, as she was dating another man at the time. That man was Kid Cudi. Mrs. Ventura took out a home equity loan and sent Combs the money. And asked why, she explained, Sean Combs demanded it from me. Days later, the money was returned. Mrs. Ventura also testified she took pictures of her daughter's injuries when she visited during the holidays in 2011, and also got into a verbal argument with Combs in L.A. to get her daughter's phone back. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other news, Siena College out with its latest poll, with the latest analyzing how Governor Hochul is doing. They polled 805 registered voters on the governor's favorability as well as President Trump's. Pollster Steven Greenberg with the outcome.
Basically, her favorability rating is down a couple of points from last month, Right now, 44% of voters view Kathy Hochul favorably, 46% view her unfavorably, close to break even.
Regarding President Trump, his favorability ratings and his overall job ratings have gone down since April from 40% to 38% favorability and from 42% to now 40% overall job rating. Back at home now, New York City saw its most drownings in 5 years last year, and now a 16-year-old swimmer trying to change that with a big fundraiser. Listen to what this kid's doing.
The goal is to teach more kids how to swim. It's an issue close to Allie Wright's heart. She's been swimming since 2, and now at 16, knows that many kids aren't guaranteed that right.
I learned about the challenges that many urban kids faced in learning to swim. That's what made me want to do something about it.
Her second annual swimathon will look to raise $50,000 to give kids free swim lessons with the help of Asphalt Green. David Rodriguez is one of their swim coaches.
Everything that we're trying to think of is like, how do we break down those barriers? How do we give more access to folks that don't otherwise have those access points?
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The event happening May 31st, by the way, at the Convent of the Sacred Heart on the Upper East Side. Good for her. Well, they gave us 1983 Shoop, and then in 1987, they gave us Push It. Now, Salt and Pepper have filed suit against their record label, Universal Music Group, to get their master recordings back.
Salt and Pepper's here, and we're in effect.
Yeah, Cheryl James Salt and Sandra Ditton Pepper say the label is in violation of copyright laws by allegedly refusing to turn over the rights to their masters. They cite a 1976 Copyright Act, which reportedly says after several decades, artists can terminate the previous agreements and reclaim ownership of their stuff. The legal fight led UMG to pull Salt-N-Pepa's music from streaming services. It comes as many artists with beloved legacies are making a killing off the sales of their music catalogs, while others end up in record label battles over their old contracts. And now the tush push. That's the thing where NFL players are trying to get some short yardage for a first down or even a touchdown. And they literally line up by a player, usually the quarterback, and push the guy's tush to get the yardage. Well, some teams don't think that's fair, although others say a touchdown is a touchdown by whatever means. And if you don't like it, tell your guys to grow some bigger tushes. Anyway, the league owners are meeting about it in Minnesota today. The reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles popularized the play. So the league will take a vote today to see if it stays or no more tush push. They need 24 of the 32 teams to approve it. We're watching. We told you about the list last week. Yep, the dreaded list where they put the 10 biggest alleged violators on Front Street. Well, today, the sheriff's office, armed with warrants, going after them. And Sophia Hall was invited on a ride along with them.
We really got an exclusive look on how the Suffolk County Sheriff's Department does track down the deadbeat dads. It was safety first. I met Sergeant Mike Davis, received a bulletproof vest, and then we drove to a few houses from tips the Sheriff's Department received. The homes are in Wyandanch and West Babylon. No one was home, but then all of a sudden his investigators said, we have a major tip. A 51-year-old dad who now lives in South Carolina was flying into MacArthur Airport, and there on the runway, they arrested Thomas Gibson. I asked him if he had anything to say. Gibson says no. Gibson allegedly owes $13,000 in child support payments. The sergeant says Gibson allegedly flew to town for a family function, and he looked like he saw a ghost when the sheriff's investigators were there as he got off the plane. Like you said, the sheriff recently announced the top 10 deadbeat dads in the county.
Sophia Hall reporting for us. Oh boy, oh boy. They busted this brother on the runway. Woo, that's some cold stuff. New Jersey Congresswoman LaMonica McIver releasing a statement today saying ICE agents created an unnecessary and unsafe confrontation when they arrested Newark Mayor Ross Baraka, and she says the charges against her are purely political and meant to criminalize legislative oversight. She's responding to being charged with assault after that incident on May the 9th outside the Delaney Hall Immigration Center.
McIver's prosecution is a rare federal criminal case against a sitting member of Congress for allegations other than fraud or corruption. Within minutes of the announcement, McIver's Democratic colleagues called the legal actions an infringement on lawmakers' official duties to serve their constituents and an effort to silence their opposition to immigration policy. At the same time, New Jersey's top federal prosecutor announced that her office agreed to dismiss a misdemeanor charge against Democratic Newark Mayor Ross Baraka. He was arrested after he attempted to join McIver in inspecting an immigration facility in their oversight capacity. I'm Haya Pinjwani
2020.
And you can mark this one to be continued. Folks, haven't heard the last of this one.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.